Good evening and welcome to our Thursday night prayer meeting. And may we take this opportunity to wish you all a very happy new year. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your guidance, your direction and provision during what has been a very difficult year. We do pray that you will continue to guide us, especially where difficult decisions have to be made. And we ask, Lord, that you will enable our church services to be restored fully so that we can sing and meet together without fear. Lord, enable our government to get the situation under control so that we can meet together without limitations or on numbers. And may great opportunities to reach the unsaved in our area develop out of our new efforts. Lord, we do pray that you will move in our hearts and lives in such a mighty way that new opportunities for growth may develop in our church assembly. Lord, may those whose lives have grown cold spiritually be challenged to seek your guidance and provision, and may they move out with new zeal and determination to move and minister in the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we pray that as a result, souls may be won for you, that your church may be built up, and so that in Pitsea we shall have a fellowship of your people filled with your Holy Spirit, built up on your word and on fire for you and for the gospel. Lord, may this year really be a year of growth and of a mighty outpouring of your Holy Spirit. And we pray, Lord, for the open air work, that we shall be able again to engage in that work with a renewed and Holy Spirit anointed zeal. Lord, that souls might be saved, that souls might be challenged, Lord, to turn to you in repentance and faith. Oh, Lord, we pray for mighty results this year, Lord, this new year, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we continue to bring before you members of our congregation who have need of healing. We pray particularly for Rose Auerhunt and for Tom Pegg. Oh, Lord, heal them, deliver them. Deliver them from all pain and from all discomfort. And Lord, we also bring before you tonight Penny's mum, who is in a care home in Peterborough and has just been diagnosed with COVID. Lord, we pray that you will keep her safe, Lord. Deliver her from it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. May she know your peace, the peace of God which passes all understanding, at this time in Jesus' name. And Lord, at the start of a new year, we also bring before you the missionaries that we support. We are thinking particularly of Jackie Griffiths in Malawi, Africa, and of Joseph Paul in Chennai, India. Lord, may they be blessed in the work that they are undertaking. And Lord, they too are facing the problems of the COVID virus. Lord, bless them, enable them, Lord, to build up your work, to see souls won for you, in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, we pray you'll bless them in all their work. Make them fruitful in their ministries. Keep them safe from illness and disease, and prosper them, we pray. And Lord, we pray that you would drive out this coronavirus from our country. May it be brought under control so that life may be restored to normality, and that we, your people, may be able to meet again with a renewed zeal to praise you, to give you glory, and to minister to those who are sick or in need. And Lord, as we realise from these situations that have been happening that the days are short, that you're coming again soon, Lord, that with urgency we might proclaim the gospel message, the only way of salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, that souls may be won for you. Oh Lord, bless us. Keep us in these difficult days. And to you alone be all the praise and the glory. Oh Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now it's your turn to pray. And when you finish praying, just click on the closing prayer button.